Act 1 was approved by Arkansas voters in 2008. It states that cohabiting couples involved in a sexual relationship, whether gay or straight, shall not be allowed to serve as foster or adoptive parents in Arkansas. During oral arguments that lasted just over an hour, several justices questioned whether the law violates the right to privacy in the bedroom. Justice Robert Brown.
Looking at Act 1, what it proscribes is sexual conduct between partners. Now, how would you enforce that particular prescription without the government coming into the homes?
Justice Paul Danielson.
Two individuals who are not sexual partners, there's nothing about the act to preclude them from being eligible for adopting or foster parenting. So two individuals that are told, so don't you have to inquire whether they're sexual partners in order to determine eligibility?
Justice Donald Corbin.
Under your theory, as I understand it, that would make them subject to penalty.
No, because they don't have an intimate relationship.
How do you know whether they do or don't? That's what bothers me, unless you've got eyes that are going to go in there and spying on people now.
Yeah, no.
Like Nazi Germany in a way.
After the oral arguments, lawyer Byron Babione, who represented the family council in defending the law, told us the justices would be wrong to conclude that the state right to sexual privacy outlined in the 2002 case of Jegley v. Picado applies in this case.
It absolutely doesn't apply in this case. This isn't about adult desires to want to engage in private sexual acts. This has nothing to do with that. The state doesn't want to know what they're doing and doesn't seek to know what they're doing. But when they come to the state and they want to have a child, then many things become relevant.
Frank Panisi, who along with his partner Matt Harrison is a plaintiff in the case, told reporters he looks forward to the day when they'll be able to adopt.
Matt and I could break up and we could live as single men and we could have a different sexual partner in our home every night, and that would make us good parents and suitable parents under this law. The only thing that makes us unsuitable parents is the fact that we live together in a committed, stable relationship for 10 years.
A spokesman for the Supreme Court says we can expect the justices to rule on the constitutionality of Act 1 sometime before the end of April. For FM 89 News, I'm Ron Breeding.